All right. One of the little quirks about me, I ramble a lot. I'm definitely in the right line of work. But it happened again. It happened with Steve and Sherry, and now Cassie Miller's in here from the Leach home, and we start talking and we start getting into things. And it's such a great give and take that I didn't even ask you, Cassie, what are we even talking about today? So I'm not doing my job. Yeah. Here. I am not doing
I guess that's going to be a surprise.
It is going to be a surprise. So you're going to lead this conversation. What's up?
So, yeah, I was taking some notes over the last month of some things I wanted to share, and I came across a really neat one. So we have providers that come out to the Leach home. Essentia comes out weekly, and Sanford comes out twice a month. And one of the providers, I had overheard them talking to one of the nurses and said, gosh, I'm so glad so-and-so decided to come to the Leach home. And I'm just, you know, kind of listening a little bit more. And it turns out that when this individual was living at home, his diabetes was always not in control.
Oh,
so
man.
He'd go into the clinic and the A1C, which is a level that shows how your diabetes and sugars is doing. His insulin, they were always increasing and decreasing it, and they just could never figure anything out. And she said for the first time in years, his A1C is within normal range, and his insulin use is as minimal as they can possibly order.
Wow.
And I just felt like that is the big picture. You know, that is, a lot of our individuals could live at home, absolutely. But are they getting the right, you know, nutrition? Are they taking their meds correctly? Are they getting that social interaction, which people don't realize how important that is?
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of a neat story that I wanted to share. And it just really captured, you know, why an individual and the benefits they get from a facility.
It kind of validates what you and your entire staff are all about out there, doesn't it?
Completely.
I mean,
you
hear that and it's like, okay, bingo.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
That's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, you touched on something too, and I want to follow up on it. You know, just with the peace of mind, knowing that, you know, everything's cool with this diabetes. How much of a role does a resident's mental health play with you, your staff, and how do you look out for their mental health as well as their physical?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like that question. I actually just had a new staff member say to me, I think my biggest challenge is going to be how to not fully care for these individuals.
Right.
And I said, hey, that's your heart. You know, like, I want you to care for them. But there is a difference between, you know, that empathetic and that detachment. You know, you have to, yes, you feel like they're grandma and grandpas or mom and dads, but you also have to detach and protect your own heart a little bit. So we do talk a lot about that.
Boy, is that tough. Is that tough to do sometimes? I bet it is.
So hard. And I think it's just human nature. We have chemistry with different people.
Of
course,
yeah.
We have different personalities and different interests. So yeah, that's really hard we have a lot of residents who don't have much for family.
Yeah.
You know, and what does that look like? Because we're caregivers and we want to give of ourselves and of our time and, you know, make us all one family. So it's tough.
Well, and I came by that question because there have been many times that I've been into the Leach home, and I always tell you this, it's like walking into a really comfortable living room out there. I mean, just immediately the stress level goes down and everything, for me, that's just my first impression. And I would imagine living out there is just, because there's sunlight, there's activity.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you're a dog and cat lover, yeah, there's definitely a lot of, there's definitely a lot of stimulation there too.
Absolutely. I had one of our board members say, what if somebody doesn't like dogs or cats? And I'm like, honestly, I really have not run into that.
Right.
You know, which is wild, but I just feel like we have a community that are animal lovers.
Don't you think, though, that some people approach them kind of on their own terms, too? If you got
yes.
a dog or a cat running around, you'll approach them either, you know, you're either all in or maybe not at all, but
yeah,
you'll kind of just acknowledge the fact that they're there.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And as companions,
you
know, they don't talk back.
And how good is that? I mean, you talk mental health. How good is that for residents?
Truly,
there?
Truly. Speaking of mental health, we also have had Jess come in from the Hope Unit.
Yeah.
She does some counseling and med management, and that's been huge because it's someone that can come in and our residents don't have to go out. They're in the comfort of their own home and they can visit with her. So that's huge. She's been a huge asset to us, and Same with Alicia Bloffis at Essentia. You know, she's newer out there for mental health. And I think the hardest thing is for people to realize that it's okay. It's okay. Life's hard. Mm-hmm. It's okay to talk about the challenges. We also started, I used to do Coffee with Cassie, and we started Coffee with Cassie and Crew, and that actually hits a lot on mental health.
I bet.
Because it talks about what are the challenges that bring that you brought with you that surprised you? What are some things that help you through? So we can help other people with that transition. And the residents have been opening up, and it's been wonderful. So it's kind of our own little session.
Do you realize how good you are at what you do?
I think
you really do. And it shows a definitely a passion in you for this.
Yeah.
If people are listening to this and they want to know more about the Leech Home, they have questions or they're thinking about someone in their family, someone in their life, How do they get in touch with you? What do they do to kind of get things moving?
Absolutely. Call or stop on in truly anytime. Any of our staff can help you out. I did get a message from our activity director to remind everyone to check out our full activity schedule out on our website. And that will have all of our activities. The community is invited to anything, whether it's bingo or live music or whatever that is. You know, we have open doors, so stop on in at any time and just come and see the animals if you want.
Absolutely. And like I say, it's like walking into a really comfortable living room out there. You just get such a great vibe out there at Leech Home.
Yeah, we have a good time.
I can't wait for our March conversation. I promise I'll be a little more prepped. I'll give you a chance to tell me before I start blathering.
That's fine.
But that's what I do.
We're both little blabbers. It's fine.
Cassie Miller from the Leech Home, folks. If you missed any of this, it'll be up on our website. Under the podcast, just go there. It should be up early this afternoon. Cassie, thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
We'll talk again in March. It's 9:48. You're the voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.